okay, here's the deal. Michael Moore is at it again. The controversial director has taken an issue from the national debate and given us his spin. Sicko has already made headlines before its release due to the fact it's been pirated on YouTube, and Moore himself is becoming the subject of a Treasury Department investigation. And in many ways, the controversy of the film outweighs its actual impact. Moore is up to his old tricks again with biased storytelling, truth-bending, and blaming everything on the Republicans. Sicko isn't as far out there as Fahrenheit 9/11 was, but then again, there was really no way to be more extreme. I wasn't surprised at all by what I got from this movie, even when it spiraled into a 30-minute love letter to the French. But if you like Michael Moore, you're probably going to love this film. Sicko gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.